Happiness is something which I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, on the thought for today. Happiness is something which I am. I walk the path every morning and I thoroughly enjoy it. Well, this morning, as I was walking the path, I was making all sorts of lovely statements and affirmations and thinking positive thoughts about myself and everybody else in the world. And I was thinking what a wonderful, wonderful world this is, how it's filled with beautiful people. And then I was thinking how easy it is for us to look at appearances and label them as ours. During the OM this morning, I gave a little triad about what you should do and how you should promise yourself you're not going to chase rabbits anymore. You're not going to chase rabbits. This morning, Button got a rabbit, a great big rabbit, and he brought it around, showing Ellen from the outside, you know, wanting her to see it, because he really didn't want to eat it himself anyhow. And so Ellen was trying to take the rabbit away, and she was putting her fingers in his mouth and opening it and so forth, and he just said, no way. So I said, just a minute. I took hold of the rabbit, and I lifted him up in the air, and Button went with it, of course. And then after a moment, then he let go. And I said, Button, now that's enough. You know, yes, I said that to you, didn't I? He looks up at me and says, yeah, you're always saying that. Now that's enough. And so we took the rabbit, who was deceased, and we put him in his funeral crypt. And so then, this morning, I pointed out to our meditation group, a rabbit is like negative thoughts. Not that there's anything wrong with rabbits, but the rabbit is like a negative thought. We want to chase it. We want to grab a hold of it. We want to get it in our teeth. We want to chew on it. We want to masticate it. We want to enjoy it so thoroughly. And you see, when we do that with negative thoughts, then we digest those negative thoughts, and we make those negative thoughts ours, and those negative thoughts are our experience. And that does not lead to happiness. All it leads to is your taste for more negative thoughts. You all know the facts of life, that when you're a little child, if your dad smokes and you want to smoke, so you go out and you smoke whatever you can smoke. And in the old days, you'd be corn silk off of the corn, and we'd dry it out and burn that, and it's terrible too. But it didn't matter. Then, after burning all that terrible stuff and breathing that terrible stuff as children, then we got a hold of a real cigarette one time. And we tasted it, and oh, it was so much better than that corn silk, so much better than the junk that we burned. We were getting a taste for it. And so, our dad says, hey, son, you want a sip of beer? And the kid says, no. He says, go ahead, come on, you're a man, take a sip of beer. So the kid takes a sip of beer. Ech, tastes terrible. Then he gets another sip somewhere, and another sip. And within a short time of his sipping on the beer, he is favorable toward beer. He thinks that's cool. He thinks that's cool. There is a condition going on in Switzerland at the present moment, which I think behooves the Swiss to think very seriously about it. The Swiss chose to take all the money that Hitler brought over to them from the Jews when he would kill the Jews and take all of their possessions and so forth, and they put them in Swiss banks. And of course, then Hitler wasn't around to take it out, you know. But it's still there. The Swiss just are notorious for doing illegal things in that way. And now the Swiss are going into another direction. They are legalizing marijuana. So if you want to be a marijuana smoker, go over to Switzerland and you won't have any trouble. You can even grow it. You can even raise your own. You can even do whatever you want. They have a law now that allows you to do this. Now, why do they have a law that allows you to do this? Well, Rhonda Joyce is with us visiting for a week now, and Rhonda says, I am from the generation in which the drugs were quite popular. I'm from the generation was that the baby boomers generation or something?
I don't know, I guess.
Or whenever it was. And they were out in their rock festival.
Woodstock.
Woodstock. They were out at the Woodstock event. And they would go around indiscriminately having sex with one another. They'd go around indiscriminately smoking pot or doing whatever other drugs happened to be there. And it was okay, you know. And they thought that was pretty cool. But they're like these little kids. They taste it once, they taste it again, taste it. Pretty soon they got a taste for it. Not that it's good for them. I imagine if you would take a little tiny bit of poison at a time, after a while, you'd have a taste for poison. Because people do that, you know. It's a terrible thing. But anyhow, back to Switzerland. In Switzerland, the baby boomer generation, the Woodstock generation, are now old enough to be on the Council of Switzerland, to be on the law-making legislative body. And they said to the other legislators, if they disagreed, and most of them didn't, they said, "Hey, if you will agree to my bill that will make marijuana legal in Switzerland, growing it, smoking it, doing anything you want with it, then I'll vote for your bill, you know, of supporting the church," you know, or whatever. So you see, this is what legislators do. This is what politicians do. They, you know, bandy back and forth to accomplish something. But I mean, the Swiss probably who might hear this were going to shoot me and be very unhappy about it. But what are they doing? They are legalizing something that they have been totally against, because they know that marijuana can be misused too. I went to the pharmacist yesterday, and I said to my doctor, I said, "I don't like to come into the pharmacist every month to get my high blood pressure pills. I'd like to have something different, you know." And so he says, "Oh, okay." So he wrote me a prescription for 3 months. So I went into the pharmacist and I gave it to him, and he gave me 30 days, 30 little pills. And I said to him, "This is only 30 days. The doctor wrote 3 months." "Oh, those doctors, you know, they don't even know what the rules are. And the HMO that you're with says you cannot give prescriptions longer than 1 month if the prescriptions are considered possibly lethal. And if you were to take all 3 months of these, chug-a-lug, you wouldn't be with us anymore." You know, I said, "Hey, that's all right, you know. How about that, you know? No pain, no gain, goodbye world." But apparently, that's what they do. Now, that's just prescription medicine. Prescription medicine. And they have a good control over it. But with marijuana, they have no control over it. There's no control over it. And as Rhonda so informatively said, "Well, you know, then there's crack and there's this and there's that." And she described how each one of these drugs that had come out of this generation, what it meant and what it did, and that it just was not really so good. But she knew about it because she was there. She grew up in that generation, and she was one of those who said no. And that's beautiful. And many people can say no. Happiness is something which I am. Now, I always use this as an illustration because I think it's very powerful. Was Jesus ever in trance when he was working on healing people?
No.
Was Jesus ever in trance when he was giving the Sermon on the Mount or something like that?
No.
He was always 100% aware and alert of who he is. Would you like to have your doctor tanked up on marijuana or drugs and then do an operation on you? No. Would Oh, you would?
No.
Oh, maybe if it's intricate enough, you might have to. But would you like to have these things in your life? And the answer is no. Now, happiness is not going to come from doing those things. Now, you say, "Well, I got a splitting headache, and I take an aspirin, and the headache goes away, and so that's nice." That's right. But you take 30 aspirins, and you're going to have another problem. You take anything out of context, and it's going to have nothing. In Switzerland, they used to have a park. This is for many, many years in Zurich. And that park was called a drug park. And the city would go out there and pass out needles to the people who were living in the park people, the homeless people, and so forth. And they would give them the paraphernalia for taking drugs. Now, I don't know. We talk about man's inhumanity to man. We talk about Hussein and other dictators being cruel to their people. Well, I can't imagine anything more cruel to the people than giving you something that will get you addicted and eventually hurt you very badly, if not right away. Now that is really cruelty. Is that the way we want to go? Is that the way you want to go? I'm telling you these things not because I want you to be informed about them, but I'm telling you these things because the Swiss, who have been nobility all of the years, who have been the most chosen people of the Hebrews, you know, they have been the most chosen people of all the world. People would always say, if you could go to Switzerland, you could go to heaven, you know. People would say, Switzerland's the most beautiful country in the world, and it's this and that. But there is a cancer there. And that cancer is slowly eating away at it. And the Swiss have lost their, what would you say? They have lost their uniqueness by saying, okay, we're joining part of the Euro nation, we're going to join part of the United Nations, and we're going to send our men to be part of the armed forces, which is the first time in history. They have sent their men to be the armed forces for the Pope for centuries. See, the Swiss military has been the Pope's special boys all these years, you know. But you got to be real careful. Now, I don't mean only to talk about the Swiss like this. It's just that in the Swiss magazine that is published for the Swiss abroad, it had this article all about marijuana being legalized and being available and all that sort of good stuff. What a interesting comment or commentary or note to put onto the world. What an interesting message to send out to the world of their approval of something that just cannot be approved. It cannot be approved because it is habit forming. Now, are cigarettes habit forming? Yes, cigarettes are habit forming. Are a few other things habit forming? Sure they are. And anything that becomes habit forming, like breathing, drinking water, eating, and we have to be very careful of. Because even drinking water, you have to do it in moderation. You can drown yourself otherwise. And in eating, you can kill yourself very quickly and fatten yourself up like a big fat hog, and in no time at all, you are unable to do anything, you know. And they say obesity is one of the biggest killers. So let's all be aware that happiness is something which I am. And we spoke about this the other day. When we stand up for principle, we are really happy. So happiness is when we stand up for principle, for whatever we believe is right. For whatever we believe is right. And as a side here, I'd like to point out, in the old days, the legislators of the nation, the tribe, you know, the small commune or whatever it was, the people that were here or there, they liked to be in charge. And so what's one of the first things that they introduced into it? They would make wine. And they would have alcoholic wine because then the people would be in a stupor and they'd do anything they were told to do. Then they got nicotine, caffeine. They got caffeine, and they gave them this in the coffee, you know. And the caffeine does all sorts of interesting things to the body, really horrendous. Then they had nicotine, you know, from smoking. Then they have cocaine, you know, from Coca-Cola and stuff. And during the Second World War and before, what was the common comment about Coca-Cola?
Oh, that it, when you put a piece of meat in the Coca-Cola, it...
Ellen says it's common that when you put a piece of meat in a glass of Coca-Cola, the meat becomes what?
It destroyed.
No,
it destroys, yeah.
Well, Ellen, further than that, when you drop a coin in a glass of Coca-Cola, what does it do?
Oh.
Yeah, it eats up the coin. Wow. First, it cleans the coin, and then it eats it up. Coca-Cola is a powerful acid. It's a very powerful acid. And they've been selling it with support of the government and everything else around the world. Around the world, it is a universal name. And why? I'm not sure what the drugs are that are in there, but I'm sure there are drugs that are in there that make you feel good and make you feel happy and so forth and what have you. Well, I know that. Our handyman, he drinks Coke by the ton, as well as our other handyman, Art, over here. He drinks Coke. And they are addicted to it. They are on the job, one hand on their Coke can and one hand on the hammer. Now, we go out there when they're done, and they have at least 8 or 10 cans. I don't know why they don't take them with them, but they have 8 or 10 cans that they finished off or more. Now, you see, these are things where you are not master of yourself. And happiness is something which I am. It's my awareness of who I am. I don't need those things to make me happy. I don't need those things to make me forget my problems. I don't need anything to take me away from who I am, even hypnotism. Hypnotism is the same type of thing. And so is laughing gas, you know. You go into the dentist and he gives you this gas. And you go to the doctor and they give you this stuff that puts you to sleep or whatever they do with it, you know. And then they can operate on you with impunity because you don't feel a thing. Now, in the early days, not that this is what we want to do, in the early days they did tree painting, which meant that they would take a chisel and go right into the head, and I mean, you're still awake, you know, and they would cut out a little piece of your skull, and then they would go in and they release the pressure of a broken blood vessel in there and let the blood out, you know, so that you could work. And then it would grow back on again. But I mean, imagine that they had no sanitary conditions in those days, you know, and other things that, and yet there are skulls of prehistoric men who have had tree painting done to them. Imagine that. And and they can tell. It's a definite thing. It's done with some sort of a chisel made out of stone or something, you know. But man, oh man, oh man. Of course, the guy who was dying said, just anything, get me out of this. And the fellow who did the tree painting knew that if he released the pressure, the guy would feel a lot better. And so he did, and they did, and the guy lived on for so many more years. Happiness is something which I am. You say, boy, Herb, you certainly went around the barn today. And yes, it's true. It's true. When I walked the path this morning, I said, I am
the pure white light of love.
The pure white light of love. I am
God.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My spirit, I'm aware of my divine self. My body, my physical self here, I'm harmonious with it 100%. And my mind, I am alert, alive, aware, enthusiastic about life, and all that good stuff. Can you see? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's very simple. It covers all three areas, and you know it does. Well, you keep saying that to yourself, in spite of any other conditions. Just keep saying that to yourself. And what's going to happen? You're going to be hypnotized. You're going to be narcotized. You're going to be, all these drugs that are available to put you in that state. But no, you will be fully alert and awake. And with the genius of many, you will be able to do many wonderful things. Rhonda was telling me of a movie she watched the other day. And in the movie, this great big fellow was in prison for something he didn't do. And he had the right mental attitude about it. He didn't let him shake. But somebody brought their little pet to him. And in prison, to have a pet is kind of a very special thing. You have a mouse, or you have a cricket, or you have whatever. And they're not always so long-lived, you know. And so somebody brought their mouse to him and said, the mouse isn't doing very well. So he talked to the mouse, and he said, mouse, you're whole and perfect. Mouse, you're wonderful. And he cupped the mouse in his hands, and he just gave the mouse all of his healing energy, whatever he described it to be. And then he opened his hand and said, here's your mouse. And the guy said, thanks. And he and the mouse lived on happily ever after. So you see, it's not a matter of, you got to have the right circumstances to do things. The circumstances are, is there a need? Do you want to? Then do it and watch the miracles happen. Happiness is something which I am. Happiness is something which you are. Happiness is something which we do. Not by giving in to the law and legalizing things that are not beneficial to us. Not by manipulating and controlling other people by our mental attitude or by our nicotine, narcotics, or whatever. That's not the way. That's okay. Play any game you like. And you'll play it again and again and again. Play any game you like. But why not play the game right? Be yourself and have fun. Be your pure, beautiful, dynamic, fabulous self, and just have a lot of fun. If you're going to try to be somebody else, if you're going to take drugs, if you're going to take narcotics, if you're going to take all these things, which too many people have done, you might even say we have done it in many ways. I know I used to drink Coke a bit and smoke my cigarettes and my pipe and what have you. One time somebody put some marijuana in my pipe, and I thought, oh, good, somebody put my tobacco in my pipe. And I lit it, I left the pipe there. But it just wasn't me. It was the marijuana tasted some sort of sweet stuff, and it wasn't me, So we have the choice. We have the choice of who we are. Switzerland has the choice, too. Just because they said yes, that doesn't mean it has to stay that way. They can say no. Do we want Switzerland to be the cesspool of the world, or do we want it to be the image of nobility, purity, and magnificence of the world? Bitte?
Yes, last one.
Yeah, the last one.
Another one.
Okay, then let's speak our word for that.
It's done.
Stand up. Write to your legislators in Switzerland. You have your dual citizenship. And tell them that you don't approve of that, if you don't approve of it. If you approve of it, then write and tell them you approve of it. I don't know whether they get too many letters of approval, except from druggies. But, c'est la vie. Okay, happiness is something which I am. Remember that. I love you very much. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.